Joining us on the phone, nutritional consultant Pam Colleen. How are you?
I'm great, Tom. How are you today?
I am excellent, and this is just ahead. You won't be joining us, but this is your show before Fat Tuesday. We've already talked to our good friends at St. Joseph's Bakery. Punchki Day. It's the day to feast and get it all in your system.
Oh, that's right. I remember doing this show last year.
A very exciting time around here. So he's going to give us some smoked sausage as well. So I'm like, oh, that'll be delicious. That'll be terrific.
Yeah, that'll help neutralize your blood sugar levels.
There you go. Exactly. I have to balance it all out with the punchkis. we've talked before. We're going to talk salt in a second, but this is interesting about salt therapy. But before I get to the salt therapy, we've talked before about our intake of salt, and many Canadians believe, the right from the top, Canadians eat too much salt, there's too much salt, and we have too much salt, which is interesting because the thinking on salt is almost changing, that, you know what, actually people who eat more salt than less salt live longer. Salt has been demonized as this terrible killer crystal when the evidence against salt is not, there's not even concrete evidence against salt that it does any harm.
That's right. I mean, salt has been used for centuries, for millennia, you know, in terms of our health. We've always known about the benefits of salt. I mean, initially, we used salt to preserve our food so that we would minimize our chances of starving to death. But there was also some sort of sacred quality attached to salt. We've known for a long, long time that it's important in terms of cooking, that when you cook food, you do need to add salt to that food, not just because it's going to make the food taste better, but because it's also going to increase the digestibility of that food. And in recent history, we've learned that salt helps to relax the adrenal glands, helps to support your nervous system, that salt is also a natural antidepressant. And as you know, on this show, I talk about it quite a bit, Tom, where, you know, when people are having trouble sleeping, I ask them to take a little bit of salt before they go to bed at night, and it can help with sleep as well because it is a natural hypnotic.
And when you talk about the salt, you're not just talking about, you know, take a pinch of the table salt. You would prefer that people would have a natural, what do you call it, rock salt?
Well, yeah, like an unrefined sea salt of some kind, something where you get all of the minerals present. If you buy a table salt, if you're in a restaurant and you see, your typical salt on the table, or you buy a sort of a Morton's type or Windsor type salt, then you're getting sodium chloride, and that's really devoid of other minerals as well. So you're really not getting the full spectrum of the minerals when you're buying a highly processed salt. And it can be bleached as well if you're buying a commercial salt. Another aspect of the commercial salt, of course, is that they can have other things added to it to keep it from chunking together. So they can add things like, even sugar to salt, ironically enough. They can add things like aluminum to salt if they want to keep it from sticking together.
Wow.
So you really want to get a high-quality, unrefined sea salt if you can. And usually these higher-quality salts, they're a little bit more expensive. They can be coarse, and if you buy the coarse, you're going to have to, you know, pulverize it so that you can make it, so that you can shake it on your meal, for example. You get different kinds of qualities in terms of the unrefined sea salts out there, and they're usually going to be a different color. They're not going to be white, typically, because they're not bleached. And so you might see that they're pink in color or gray in color or something along that line.
And the author we've often referenced and who has been ahead of the curve on a lot of nutrition writing is Gary Tops, that he was one of the guys way back when, you know, sugar is not some inert, you know, little energy packet that goes into your body. Maybe there's more to it than that. Gary Tops is this terrific journalist and science writer. And, mm-hmm. He's also the guy, I just wanted to confirm it. It was last June where he came out with all the research on, you know, what we think we know about salt. It's not based on anything. Here's what we do know about salt. So it's not from, you know, these unreliable sources. One of the most respected journalists, Gary Tobbs, is one of the guys leading the charge that we put too much emphasis on the bad parts of salt.
And look at what we've done with our food supply over the last 50 to 60 years with these middle aisles growing so rapidly. And now we have tens of thousands of processed foods sitting in the middle aisles. And a lot of these foods have a lot of salt in them. But it's not necessarily the salt that's causing the problem. The problem is actually coming from the fact that we're eating highly processed foods that contain multitudes of other ingredients that are very damaging to the nervous system. And so by blaming salt, it took our eye off the target. That the real culprit is the fact that we're buying these nutrient-deficient foods in the middle aisles of the grocery store, and that these nutrient-deficient foods are displacing the more nutrient-dense foods that are more visible on the outer periphery of a grocery store. And that's the real problem here. It's not that we're eating too much salt, per se. It's that we're eating the wrong kinds of foods in the first place.
Now, the salt we want to talk about is not the kind you ingest. We want to talk about salt therapy. I've actually been to a spa where they had a salt room, and I thought it was pretty interesting. I'm like, oh, all right. And I didn't really know much about it, and I don't know how much, you know, better I felt afterwards. But this is not just in Eastern Europe where they really started, but in Israel, it's part of the national. You can go for salt therapy. In Canada, they're really starting to catch on, especially down in London. There's a couple of salt therapy places. What is salt therapy?
Well, if you look back in history, I mean, look at Lourdes, France, you know, where people would go and have healing experiences by going into this very natural salted water. You read about it in the Bible, Tom. There's all sorts of references of going into special waters and having healing experiences. If you ever go out to California, and I remember years ago being out in California, they have these baths where you can stop and just soak in a salt tub, and it's for a healing experience. Harrison Hot Springs out in Western Canada, again, they're known for these special waters and their therapeutic values. So for long time now, we've known about the value of bathing in salt water, and now we're seeing, of course, these therapeutic centers opening up, focusing in and around salt. You even see salt lamps, you know, lamps that are surrounded by a salt rock, and allegedly putting out, you know, a frequency to help in terms of creating a more healing space in your room. There's a lot of emphasis on salt for many different aspects, and I mostly focus on it in terms of ingesting salt, because salt is, as I mentioned earlier, important for digestion. And so it's, you know, we're just seeing more popular trends in terms of our awareness around salt. And I think more and more people are going to start realizing that salt never joined the dark side. And that indeed, for centuries or millennia, we've known that it has very powerful healing properties.
What's interesting is people aren't, it's not curing cancer and it's not stopping the worst afflictions. But I mean, there is some interesting anecdotal evidence that people's asthma is clearing up, that their allergies are clearing up, sinusitis, bronchitis, even eczema is is clearing up.
Everything you're mentioning is a sign of inflammation. And inflammation, I do a lot of work around the adrenal glands. And so when your adrenals are very stressed, and I'm giving you a Reader's Digest version here, but when the adrenal glands are very stressed, then you're going to manifest that as an inflammation, some sort of inflammation, whether it's asthma, eczema, or whatever. And so one of the things about salt is that it is a relaxant. It relaxes the adrenal glands. The opposite of salt is sugar. Sugar is a stimulant, and it's very hard on the adrenal glands. And so when you use salt as a remedy, you know, possibly to when you have a high carbohydrate diet, salt. A lot of people crave salt because their adrenals are in need of some sort of balance from all the stimulating foods they could be eating over the course of a day. So this is the trouble we're doing today, is we're stressing our adrenals beyond their capacity, and so salt is a nice remedy to help relax those adrenal glands. So it's no wonder when people have some sort of inflammatory condition and they expose themselves to salt, it helps to relax their nervous system.
But what I don't understand is how, if we're sitting in these rooms, either caves that are, salt caves, or these rooms, there's one in London, the speleotherapy clinic, where the owner imported 40 tons of salt and they're 97% sodium chloride, and they're these massive blocks, and you go sit in it, and, mm-hmm. and people aren't licking the walls. How do they get the salt into their system?
Well, they're breathing in the minerals, you see. They'd be breathing in the minerals from, like, if you ever look at some of the older therapies, people going into the mountains and doing deep breathing techniques, people by the ocean doing deep breathing techniques, they're going to be basically reaping the rewards of breathing in some of these minerals. And because mm-hmm. our bodies today are so incredibly out of balance in terms of the minerals, then it's no wonder when they expose themselves to the full spectrum of minerals that there's going to be some benefit. Not in everybody, of course, and maybe some of it is very suggestive because they're in a healing center, so they're going to walk out thinking that they've had some benefit. So there is some of that going on, sort of a placebo effect. But we've known for a long, long time, though, that these types of salt therapies can render benefits in some individuals. And it's not hocus-pocus because minerals are so incredibly important for your overall health. I mean, your minerals are your effectors. They affect your emotions. They affect your physical health. So we've got to keep them in balance, and one of the ways to do that is by exposing yourself to high-quality salt. Now, there's a dark side to salt as well in terms of some of these unrefined salts, and that is that they can get contaminated with heavy metals. So I hope that the companies who are selling these full-spectrum salts are actually testing for heavy metals as well, because that is a potential downside to using some of this salt. But that's easy for the companies to do. They can test ongoing year-round to make sure that the salts are not contaminated.
Pam Colleen joining us talking about salt and salt therapy. We'll take a quick break. Back with more with Pam Colleen, 905-688-2582, 1-877-610-2582, #610 on the Bell Mobility Network. Email McConnell at 610ckTB.com and to send me a text message, 61010. I was driving. Trees went by. Me and Del were singing. Little runaway. I was flying. Conservative leader Tim Hudak launching a campaign-style tour to make a case for why he should be premier.
The latest news.
Tim Hudak is talking to Niagara people about right-to-work legislation. And I sit back and I say, really?
All day.
All the folks on the line at GM, are they really wanting to hear this from Tim Hudak, comparing us to Alabama, Tennessee? Our economy is not like a southern state.
Every day on News Talk 610 CKTV and 610CKTV.com.
It just doesn't make any sense. Why would you pay $1,500 a month or more renting space for your business when you can own your business space for about the same money? Palladium Business Center is Niagara's first and only business condominium that solves this problem. Located in the heart of Niagara, it's a brand new, state-of-the-art facility close to everything. Palladium Business Center. To find out more on how you can own your business space, log on to condoniagara.ca today. That's condoniagara.ca.
Dateline, Ontario. This April, the Canadian Cancer Society is giving away cars, travel, and cold hard cash every single day. Let's go to the field, Sid.
That's right, Bob. The Daffodil Daily Lottery is better than ever. Besides all the daily prizes, you could also win 10 grand prizes, including three prizes of $1 million.
Sid, that's more cash, more cars, and more prizes than you can shake a stick at.
That's right, Bob. But you better get hopping, because this is your best chance to win big. Visit lottery.cancer.ca to get your tickets now.
Lottery license 5301.
Can't get enough sports? Then it's time to get your game on. Game On with Rob Mahood. Weeknights from 6 to 7. Only on the one voice for Niagara. News Talk 610 CKTV.
Here's a look at your weather forecast. Mix of sun and cloud today. High of minus 5. Partly cloudy tonight. Low down to minus 8. Cloudy skies on Thursday. Then snow begins in the afternoon. We could see up to 10 centimeters by Thursday night. High of 0. Flurries on Friday. High of minus 1 for the weekend. Sunshine on Saturday. High of minus 3. Periods of snow or rain on Sunday. High of 5 degrees. Right now in downtown St. Catharines, under mainly sunny skies, it's minus 5 degrees.
Hungry for something different at lunch? Variety's on the menu at the CKTV Lunch and Dinner Club. Take a break today at one of these fabulous restaurants. Your table is waiting.
When you gotta get a break from the same old, hop on the gravy train.
Smoked Poutinerie, the most unforgettable poutine experience you'll ever have. Open late at 10 Summer Street, St. Catharines, smokedpoutinerie.com. How do you like your poutine?
The Regency Athletic Resort, one ton of fun since the 1960s, serving up all the sports you can handle and a quality of food that's as serious as the game. 8068 Mountain Road in Niagara Falls. RegencyAthleticResort.com. Simple food done better than everybody else.
Dom's Downtown Pasta and Grill. Family-friendly service. Monday and Tuesday, all-you-can-eat pasta special. Half-price chicken and ribs Wednesday. Fish fry Friday. And the almost world-famous 60-item Sunday buffet. Dom's Downtown. King and Academy, St. Catharines. 905-688-4202.
Check out the Lunch and Dinner Club at 610cktv.com.
You're listening to Tom McConnell on News Talk 610-CKTV and online at 610cktv.com. Call Tom McConnell now at 905-688-CKTV, 1-877-610-CKTV, or #610 on the Bell Mobility Network.
21 minutes after 11 o'clock, this is News Talk 610-CKTV. Pam Colleen, nutritional consultant, joins us from London. And Pam, you know, intuitively, for a lot of people, when you look around, as you mentioned, healing waters around the world. I mean, the everything from,
Lourdes in France, for
Lourdes in France. Okay, that's a famous example. But then even think about at the, you know, think about the Finns and saunas, or the Russians, you know, and the Turks in their steam rooms, the Japanese and the healing waters in and around Mount Fuji or whatever they are, you know. There's lots of cultures where they believe.
These ancient-type treatments are really what they're trying to do is identify excessive amounts of heavy metals in the body and use minerals to displace them and pull them out in the case of saunas, for example. Sauna therapy is incredibly powerful. I promote something called near-infrared sauna therapy. All of my clients are doing that because I'm unleashing a hornet's nest when I work with clients by using healthy minerals to displace the toxic metals. And so as the metals are unleashed, that's all well and good that we can do that, but they need to find an exit route. So one of the exit routes is going to be through the skin. Now, we know this today, but in terms of our historical wisdom, our ancestors were doing that by endorsing saunas in their cultures. So this is a way to remineralize the body or balance out the body's minerals, essentially. And the same thing with the salt. The salt was used, healthy salt would have been used to go in the body, of course, help digestion, as I mentioned earlier, when used with food. But the minerals in the salt are in balance according to the way nature wants them. And so when you use salt that's in balance, then the minerals are going to come in and hopefully displace excess toxic metals in the body. And this is a dance that our bodies go on every single day that we perform this sort of very, very intricate scientific experiment going on in our bodies every single day to try and keep these minerals in balance. And our food should be helping to do this. Of course, high quality water also should be doing this, and that's what the tragedy today is that we don't have high quality water to drink. I always talk to my clients about the source of their water that they're drinking, because it's very hard to get people well if they don't have a high quality drinking water where the minerals are in balance according to the way nature wants them. And this opens up a whole can of worms when I talk about water, because it's a very, very difficult subject to broach. But
most people think water's water.
Pardon?
Most people probably think water's water.
That's right, and it's not water. In fact, I'm going next month to England. I'm going to a water conference, an international water conference, and I'm going over with a scientist here in Canada who's written a paper on what's coming out of our tap water. And it's not pretty, Tom, what's coming out of our tap water. And unfortunately, very few people know this information, and the people who are testing the water turn a blind eye to all the pollutants that are showing up in our tap water.
Let's go to Elsa. You have a question for Pam?
Yes, I do. Pam, do you know anything about the salt pipe?
That's an interesting question. I knew this question was coming up, and I looked it up on the internet. I don't think I've ever heard of a salt pipe, but I'm looking at a picture of one on my computer right now, and it looks fascinating.
Mm-hmm. So you have never used it or...
No, and actually, ironically, none of my clients have talked to me about it, but it looks quite fascinating. I don't know if it's anecdotal, if it's just helping some people and not others. Again, with salt, I would prefer people using probably salt in their diet more so than anything else. So a teaspoon to a teaspoon and a half of salt every single day is what I ask the average adult to consume.
Now, your preference would be sea salt then, would it?
Yes, a high-quality, full-spectrum sea salt where all the minerals are there according to the way nature wants. If people are using this type of therapy, this salt pipe, for reducing inflammation in the body, then they need to do more than just do a salt pipe, because that's only really going to do some sort of surface job.
Well, I understand it's a respiratory aid.
Yes, I'm looking at that. Yeah, it's for respiratory and asthma aid. But you see, when I look at inflammation in the body, it's far more complex than using something like a salt pipe. For example, I mentioned earlier the adrenal glands and how they, when they're out of balance, there's going to be inflammation in the body. Mm-hmm. So you really need to address the core issue, why there's inflammation in the body. You always have to look to the adrenal glands. And looking to the adrenal glands means you have to also look at blood sugar and balancing blood sugar. So that still amounts to, and Tom and I are talking about it on the show quite a bit, is in order to balance blood sugar, there has to be enough animal fat in the diet. And the animal fat, when you're eating high-quality animal fat and enough of it in the diet, it's the animal fat that contains what are known as the fat-soluble activators. And that's ultimately what allows our body to absorb minerals. It's the fat-soluble activators. Mm-hmm. So taking in salt is good, but you still need to have enough animal fat in the diet for us to assimilate the minerals.
So the salt pipe would really address one small issue.
That's exactly it. Yeah, that's well put. So
right.
It's nice it can give people some relief, but at the same time, there's something deeper going on, and that's what I like to do, is I want to look deep under the hood of the car to see why people are manifesting these symptoms in the first place.
So a person suffering from asthma might benefit from the salt pipe.
They might, but they also really would benefit probably if they could find some farm-fresh raw milk. I mean, if you look at the people who switch from commercial dairy products to farm-fresh raw milk, they come back and they report that their asthma clears up, their skin conditions clear up. There's all sorts of people coming forward now who have switched to farm-fresh raw milk and are getting tremendous health benefits from it. But again, they're not just doing raw milk in their diet. They're doing what I would call a traditional foods diet, where they're honoring this wisdom where we consume adequate amounts of animal fat in the diet. So what they're doing is they're getting farm fresh raw milk.
Well, that seems to be the basis, doesn't it? The animal fat.
And yeah, they're getting it with enough animal fat in it, but they're also getting, you know, grass-fed beef, pastured chicken, pastured eggs. You know, they're honoring the full traditional food diet, and raw milk just happens to be a part of it. But you know, when I talk to people who just simply switch from commercial dairy to farm fresh raw dairy, I can't count the number of people who've told me where their child's asthma clears up, or eczema, or psoriasis, or what have you.
Yes.
Elsa, I got to leave it there, but thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Pam, let me squeeze in Bruce before the break. Hello, Bruce. You got a question for Pam?
Yeah, I just want to know if there's any benefit to vinegar.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'll just hang up and listen to your answer, okay?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I ask all of my clients to include vinegar in their diet, and one of the reasons for it is because as we get sick, our gut becomes more alkaline. I'm not saying it becomes alkaline. It moves towards a more alkaline pH. And so that is going to compromise your digestion. That is going to compromise your ability to break things down like protein and break it down into amino acids. So what we need to do is retrain our gut to be acidic. So all of my clients have digestive problems. There isn't one exception to that. So I instruct all of my clients to take apple cider vinegar, maybe about a half a tablespoon, mixed with a little bit of water before each meal. I ask them to eat raw sauerkraut, probably about 2 tablespoons each meal. I ask them to eat things like lacto-fermented foods, like kefir, high-quality yogurt. Not the commercial brands, but the more you know, whole brands, more natural brands of kefir and yogurt. So I ask people to do this in order to acidify the gut so that they can better assimilate their foods. And so that's it in a nutshell. But certainly vinegar has a long, long history of having healing benefits.
Pam, we'll leave it there. Can you come back for a few minutes after the break?
Yeah, I sure can.
All right, I got some more questions from the listeners on text and email and one on the phone. So come back, talk a little more with Pam Killeen here on 610 CKTB. News is next.